got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what they're wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. How y'all? You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373, 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question for this week, it is a doozy for those men and women who want to overcome their misery, their thrills of a false life. To know thyself is the beginning of that. To know thyself. To know thyself is the beginning of overcoming. But most people, and I understand, are not concerned at all about knowing themselves. Not at all. But for those who want to, the biblical question is for you. Did Jesus desire mercy or sacrifice? Did Jesus desire mercy or sacrifice? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around and out and about and doing whatever it is you're doing, because we are on different time zones around the world. And so some people just got to move about. They got to go and do what they got to do. You can still listen to the show on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. You know what else that is amazing? It's Tuesday again. Again. What the? And Tuesday, see, I have on my American shirt today because Tuesday reminds me of America when America was America. My country is completely gone now. And I got proof. And it is not coming back. By the way, Happy Men's History Month. August is Men's History Month. And Tuesday is country and Western Tuesday. Amazing. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What the? Who let the dogs out?
Loose.
Amazing. 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 What a mess that my country is in now. It is the UK. It is, in spite of the efforts that the great white hope, Donald Trump, some people call him amazing. And they say, what manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him. Some people call him king. And they hold king rallies, not only in America, but around the world, worshiping the king, Donald Trump. Some people call him daddy. And they say, daddy is home. Your dad is home. I call him the great white hope. And in spite of all the amazing work he's doing to make America great again, the opposition against him is mind-blowing. Because even natural-born citizens of America, and not all, but most, some, a lot, don't want America to be America again. Forgive them. They know not what they do. They cannot see. And my country, America, is truly becoming a Muslim country. And it's happening so fast, it's like out of nowhere, even though it's kind of been a build-up, slowly build-up, but now it's at a fast pace, speed, to get it done. And the same thing that has happened, that is happening in Europe right now, the attack on America, the attack on white people, and the protection of the Muslim people, the illegal aliens, is happening in America. And it's interesting, too, because it's happening by the white government, for the most part. White government who were put there by white people are now being attacked by his own government, while its own government protested Muslims, the illegals, the non-citizens. And the same thing is happening here, and I got proof. Earth is not heaven, and man is not God. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Don't forget to like these videos, by the way. Like. The Great White Hope, according to the first post, Donald Trump has survived 3 official recognized assassination attempts alongside multiple high-profile security breaches. That's from the first post. What manner of man is this? Just imagine if the whole country and the whole world, but especially the country, America, had that same spirit of goodness that Donald Trump has. There would be perfect peace in America. It would be perfect peace. But one man has it for sure. And the devil desperately, inside of other people, evil inside of other people, want to put that light out before it wake up more people. Evil in your mind does not want you to wake up. Anyway, it doesn't want you to wake up. And that's why it screams. It accuses you. It screams at you. It's nothing but just noise all the time in your head. All the noises in my head. Oh, have you noticed how much noise you have in your head? And besides the noises on the outside of you. But the noises in your head is mind-blowing. And I realize if you want to be free, you got to overcome the noise. Not only on the outside of you, inside of others, but in you. You got to overcome all those noise constantly talking to you, threatening you, making you feel guilty, sad, angry, worried, emotional, stressful, depressed, suicidal thoughts, judging yourself and others, nothing but noise. Isn't that amazing? Noise. Have you noticed that loud mouth people, when they get mad, they get loud? Or when you're in a debate, they try to out-talk you, out-speak you, speak over you. They don't want you to get any truth out there at all. Not a difference of opinion, period. And so they scream and they speak loud. Or when they are angry at one another, they get loud. I realize that noise is a weapon. They use noise as a weapon. And I realize that the evil that covers this earth keep is staying alive because of the noise. It keeps you noisy in your head, loud mouth, carrying on, fighting one another, screaming and carrying on. All the noise in the machines and things around you is a weapon. And if you doubt me, pay attention to the noises in your head. Don't they scream and yell at you? And especially for those men and women who don't want to listen anymore, they get louder. No, what do you think you're doing? I'm scared. How long will this last? This is painful. They scream at you. And you won't separate yourself from the noise and just observe it. You believe in it. And you react to it, and it gets worse. You blame others. But I want you to pay attention at how people scream at one another and yell at one another with all the noise. They use noise as a weapon. And that's what the darkness of this earth, that's how it survives. It keeps you busy with noise. It doesn't want you to quiet down, to be quiet at all. I challenge you, prove me wrong. Today, sometime today, just take a moment and go somewhere. If you're at work, you can go to the bathroom or somewhere in your car. or if you're at home, take a moment and just sit and be quiet. No noise around you or inside of you. Just sit for a minute and be quiet and see what happens. See what happens. And you can prove me wrong. That noise inside of you is not going to like it. It will scream, no, I'm alone. I'm lonely. I'm scared. What are you doing? Make a phone call. Get busy. Don't just sit here. Turn the radio on. Look at your phone. Turn your computer on. It's going to scream at you. I would encourage you, but do what you want. At least during the day, take a moment and just sit quiet in a quiet place. And you'll see what's going on inside of you. You will see that your enemy is in you. Your enemy pretends to be your friend, and your enemy is not your friend. Your enemy is inside of your mind, and your enemy inside of others are your enemies and not your friend. You got work to do. You got a job. Faith without works is dead. You got work to do. You got to work on yourself. Finally, do something for yourself. Work on you. Lay your weapon down. Stop fighting with the world outside of you, because you're not going to win. There's nothing to win. You're not going to win. Look what's happening outside of you right now. Everybody and they mama, if you're black, everybody and their mama, if you're white, are fighting. Everybody fighting. And no one is winning. Have you ever wondered why? And generation goes by. They come and they go. And the fighting continues. And nobody wins. The older generation die away fighting. And the next generation take over fighting. Both sides. And then they don't win. And they die away or get old and go away. And then another generation take over. Both sides. And they just fight. And nobody is winning. Isn't that amazing? Don't you wonder why? I used to be in that fight, so I understand. And I'm thinking, nothing changed. And several of the people that I knew that was in the fight with us, they're dead. And things only got worse. Nobody won. On the so-called right side or the left side. Nobody won. And they died away, and then the next generation after that came in, and they continued to fight. And all they get are thrills from fighting. That's all you get on both sides. And human beings love to fight one another because they love the fight that's happening in their heads, in their mind. They love the thrills. I mean, they just love it. They thrive on it. What a mess, huh? There's this here's an example of a losing battle. No one is going to win. No one is going to win. But the thrill is on for both sides in the fight, because every human being think they're the way they think and what they think is right. And I dare you, they say, to challenge what I think. If you don't believe like I believe, if you disagree with my thinking, something wrong with you. We got a battle to go on. There's a battle. Isn't that amazing? Every human being think that they're right. And they cannot handle one person that to say no is this way or that way. This is what's wrong with human nature. Every mind, every thought think that they are right. Isn't that amazing? I got an example. You know how men been trying to be a part of the women's sports, and the ladies, some ladies are totally against it, and some men are against it too, and some women and some men are for it, and there is a fight. Nobody is winning, but in the women's basketball, according to the report, the black girls are attacking the white girls who speak up against it and who play ball better than them. And they are attacking them viciously. It's amazing, and no one is winning. And I noticed that when women try to get into men's sport, you don't hear any women on either side disagreeing with that. They're okay with that. Well, whatever. Women need opportunity too. They don't mind destroying the men's sport by allowing females to play in it. But they don't want to destroy the women's sport by allowing men to play in it. See there? No one is winning. When will you be in the world but not of it? When will you lay down your weapon and live your life and realize there's nothing to fight for? If not now, when? You want to get old and die and find out when you travel through that tunnel going to either hell or heaven and realize, wow, what a waste of life I lived. Or do you want to have peace right now, right here on earth? I had a friend of mine. He was bitching about the gas prices. The economy is bad. The gas prices, food prices going up. And I'm like, oh, yeah? Yeah. And so I ask, and I've asked several friends this, both male and female. I ask, do you have food on your table? Yeah. Are you able to pay your rent? Yes. Are you able to put gas in your car and get to where you want and need to go? Yes. Do you have clothes on your back? Yes. I'm like, well, what are you bitching about? Your needs are met. And they're like, well, they're only bitching because people around them are bitching. And they just unconscious, so they bitch. They have gold chains around their necks and crosses on their necks, watches on their hand, computers and iPhones, and they carry food around in their bag, in a paper bag, which is different, in whatever kind of bag. And yet they're bitching. But yet all their needs are met. And they're unconsciously doing it because everybody else is doing it and saying it. And then they say, well, worried about the future. I'm like, what future? Where is the future? It's like eating a meal and you eating your meal, and you're being satisfied, you're getting full, and you're thinking about tomorrow's meal. I'm like, what the? Just think about this. You worry about tomorrow, and there's no proof that tomorrow exists anywhere. Can you get any dumber than that? You worry about yesterday And there's no proof of yesterday being anywhere. Zero proof. What's going on in your mind? You worry about things that doesn't even exist. But you feel the pain. You worry and you want to fight. Everybody and their mama. Except baby Jessica's daddy. Are fighting. And no one is winning. Have you ever really took time to see that no one is winning? Have you taken the time and look around? Well, you know what? I'm arguing and fighting. I'm looking at all these people fighting over abortion, anti-abortion, pro-abortion, anti-abortion, all kind of abortion, illegal aliens, the Muslim, women basketball, men basketball. But ain't nobody winning. It is getting bad, and it's going to get worse because human nature is evil. You don't understand the depths of how wicked human beings are until you understand the depths of how wicked you are. You got to see the hell in you before you can understand the hell in others. It's worse than what words can express. I want to show you the example of the battles that's happened out there in the world and inside the people. Fox News is reported. Fox and Yahoo News. Former first round NBA draft pick, Aness Freeman. I mean, freedom. And he's a so-called human rights activist as well, has made good on his promise to declare for next year's WNBA draft, officially penning a letter to the league on Monday. He want to be a part of the women's basketball team. This is from Fox.
It's officially official.
Former NBA player Aness Kanter-Freedom making it official, submitting a letter declaring for the 2027 WNBA draft, challenging the league over who qualifies to play.
If simply declaring who you are is all that's required, then I meet every single requirement necessary to compete in the WNBA.
Former NBA player and Minnesota Senate candidate Royce White also says he wants his shot at playing in the WNBA, posting this photo of himself in a wig with the hashtag #LetterPlay. The WNBA says only women are eligible to play, but doesn't define what constitutes a woman. Now pressure is building on the league to clarify exactly who can play.
It's just astounding that the WNBA can't define the W in the name. And I think we're going through a very necessary conversation about who's actually eligible.
Can you believe that in the United States of America, a Christian nation, people having a discussion about what is a man, what is a woman? That is a discussion, a real one. Talk about ego, huh? Quick break. Back in a moment. Out my book, For Rage to Responsibility, I show you how I was able to overcome anger. The spirit of anger was taken away from me. I had it. And as a result of having anger, I was insecure. I had doubt, worry, fear, I was in a fallen state and didn't know it. And it wasn't until I went and forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father. I forgave my father for not being there and returned back to him. My spirit connected with his spirit, and through him, I was able to return to God. And I have perfect peace. Perfect love casts out anger. And when anger is gone, fear and doubt, worry, insecurity, suicidal thoughts, all of that is gone, and you are free. Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, or if you want an autographed copy, you can go to my website at rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND. Okay, welcome back. What the? I do personal shout-outs for you, and they are amazing. And the people love the shout-outs. They're like, thank you, Jesse. You're welcome. Birthday shout-outs, weddings, congratulations, encouragement, whatever the shout-out is. Go to Cameo, CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And check out the merch. We have amazing merch. We have the Silver Coin celebrating 250 years of a country that is lost. What the? Sad songs. Sad movies always make me cry. Losing my country and thinking about losing it always make me cry. But we're celebrating in appreciation 250 years of America. And then Punchy's Coffee. It is good. See how many different flavors comes in there? Oh, Punchy's Coffee is amazing. And then you go down further there in the store, merch. Oh, my books. And they are amazing. And yes, I will sign them. And then T-shirts and mugs. And come back. How come he moves so fast? It's making me dizzy. T-shirts. When she cries, she lies. Amazing. Alpha male. And we have mugs and hats and everything. All right? Go to JesseLeePeterson.shop. JesseLeePeterson.shop. And the beautiful things of thing about this, every dime goes back into doing the work. You're helping us as we're helping you to look good in the merch. All right? JesseLeePeterson.shop or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Don't forget to like these videos. I want to show you the fighting that's going on in this world between human beings. There is no love. It's just fight. And no love. And this I promise you. I promise you this. All the fight on both sides are ego fighting. That's all it is. Both sides are having a thrill or getting thrills from fighting. The so-called right, the people on the right, in their mind, they think that they are right, and they get a thrill from out there fighting with those on the left who think that they're right, and they are getting a thrill. It's all about ego thrill. It's vanity. And you will not know this until you see what's going on with you. When you finally look within, know thyself, you're going to see that it was all vain. Because everything in this world is temporary anyway. Nothing in this world is everlasting. Have you noticed the more you get, the more you want? The more you get, the more you want. You can't get enough. No. My mind made up. Can't get enough of your love, babe. I tried. Can't get enough of your love, babe. No. Just like the more you get, the more I want. You can't get enough because it's temporary. The less is better. But you've been taught all your life, and I was taught, everybody was taught, the more you get, the better off you are. Where the Spirit of Truth says, the less you get, the better off you are. Less is better. But the world tell you, be ambitious. Go for it. The more you get, the better off you are. Isn't that amazing? We've been lied to. We've been so lied to about living life, it's not even funny. But anyway, here's this guy, Freedom, Ernest Freedom. He has applied, according to report, to play on the women's basketball team. He wanted to be drafted by the women's team. And some of you know that there are two white girls on the women's basketball team that play better than the black girls. And the black girls, according to the report, don't like it. And they take every opportunity they can to, they almost act like they want to just hurt these girls so that they don't even play anymore. And they pounce on these two white girls. And not even the white girls' coaches, white coaches, would defend them. They take the side of the black girls. Isn't that amazing? Can I hear you say the UK? This is exactly what happened in the UK. And black women, until they start to overcome by forgiving their mothers and returning to their fathers, are some vicious people. They don't play in their anger. Their anger is vicious. And you see it in these black female basketball players. This is what's happening in the homes. This is why the black boys and girls are angry. Because they have the spirit of the mama. And then they cover it up by calling it racism. They blame it on the white people. But it's the spirit of the mother. That's in every male and female. But you can overcome if you get to know yourself. And so this basketball player, former basketball player, Freedom, want to play with the women. And this come amidst Indiana Fever player Sophie Cunningham involvement in the trans athlete debate. Fox News.
It comes after Indiana Fever Sophie Cunningham spoke out against transgender athletes, telling ESPN, quote, "I want to protect young girls in a locker room or young girls in sport who shouldn't have to go against biological men."
Trans rights are human rights.
Those comments drawing pro-transgender protests outside Chicago's United Center this weekend.
That is just a hard hit.
Inside, Cunningham was at the center of another controversy after Chicago Sky's Dejanay Carrington was ejected for this flagrant 2 foul on Cunningham. Afterward, Carrington posted, quote, "white privilege." Cunningham fired back, quote, "last year I did the same thing and I got kicked out. And I deserve to be kicked out. There's no reason even to play that card."
Amazing, huh? White people are not allowed to defend themselves. What's wrong with you? Sophie, you thought you could defend yourself against this black girl? White privilege. Not even, according to the report, not even the Fever's coach defending Cunningham. She took the side of the black girl, it sounds. Now do you believe me when I say that there is a genocide upon white people? Not only in Europe, not only in South Africa, but in America. They hate you, white folks. And they have permission to just pounce on you. And you dare to speak up. It's white privilege. What an evil, evil world we live in. And evil dwells inside of human beings. That's why you need a brand new heart change. Salvation, sin is of the heart. You need a renewed heart, which will renew your mind and give your mind a real love, which is from above. And you will love your enemy. You will not even attack your enemies. Can you imagine living a life where you don't have to attack anymore? You don't have, there's nothing there to defend? Well, it is possible. May God have mercy on America. And it's just, if I was an emotional person, I would be in tears about my country. You've allowed the Muslim to come in and just completely take over. In government, and they're building these big churches and everything. And we all know, whether you want to admit it or not, say it out loud or not, their whole plan is to conquer. They want everyone to be in the Muslim world or don't exist. Think about that. Their religion, so-called religion, is the only religion. And they want to conquer. Anyone that disagrees with that is an infidel. And they want to conquer you. They want America in their mind, and they are taught this from birth, that America is the big Satan and Israel is the little Satan. And then they got you fighting one another, not understanding that you're being used. You let these people in government and they're starting to take over the country. I have that coming up for you a little later. And if you are not, let's say you don't have sense enough to really understand what's happening to you in America, why don't you check out the UK? See what's happening to white people over there in their own country. The attacks, not only from their own government, but from the Muslims that move into their country, take over. They come by boats. They come by land, and they take over. And the white government, because they don't care, they just want the votes. They want to hopefully stay in office. So they let it happen for the vote. They let you get beat up. They take away the police. They take away your guns. And then you can't even carry a bat. B-A-T. In the UK, if you're white. Same thing's happening in America. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Pearl Davis, a fighter, another fighter out of Texas. Hey, Pearl.
Hey, Jesse, how's it going?
All is well. Happy Men's History Month.
Happy Men's History Month.
Oh, amazing. What do you think about all this mess going on?
It's all a mess. I wanted to call in about the basketball one.
Yes.
Okay, so for those of you that don't know, I played volleyball and basketball overseas.
Yeah.
And when I was in England, there was trans people in one of the tournaments I did. And I was the one complaining about it. And there's so many athletes that fight. Like, for every one girl that complains about men and women's sports, I would say there's five that are pushing for it. So I think that they should let the women get beat up because they really deserve it at this point.
Yeah, yeah. Why would women, it doesn't matter the color, why would they fight to have men play in their sport?
I think it's because they want to look like good people.
But
so they want to say that so people like will see them as good.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
And so, why this woman, the coach for the Fever? I guess that's the Fever. Yeah. Why she didn't stand up for Cunningham?
I'm not familiar with the Cunningham story. I just know the guys were saying they wanted to play in the league. What happened with Cunningham? Is that the blonde girl?
Yeah, this black girl, according to the story, Cunningham was running down the court with the ball. She was about to go up with it, and this black girl ran behind her and with a whole, what appeared to be her whole arm and fist and everything, both hands, and almost broke, it looked like she was about to break her neck, knock her head off. And this female by the name of Dejanay Carrington, a black girl. And when she did it, she was told she had to not play anymore that day. And she said it was white privilege. And the Indiana Fever head coach defended the black girl instead of defending her own team player.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, sports are pretty liberal. Like, they're pretty left. I don't know. Women's sports are kind of a bubble because they shouldn't exist if the market was able to correct itself.
Yeah.
Like, and I love women's sports, but if I'm being honest, like, nobody comes to the games. It's kind of a bubble of a league. So I think it's a lot of people with really big egos that think they're more important than they are because they just are subsidized by the guys.
Yeah.
So I would say she didn't defend her because, like, again, they all want to look like good people. So, like, in the leftist world, it's like, you know, the black girl's the victim. So, and the other thing, too, is black people and white people play sports really different. I don't know. Black people are just more violent and aggressive when it comes to sports. When at my gym in Dallas, the black people would come at night and the white people would come during the day. Not intentionally, but like just like if I would go to the play basketball at noon, it'd be all white guys. And if I go at night, it's like black guys. And like they got rid of the basketball court, allegedly. They didn't put this out, but because black people wouldn't stop fighting. And when white people like, when we bump into each other or something, it's like, oh, that's okay, man. You take the ball. No, you take the ball. No, you, it's all right. Like, it's very polite. But when black people will, like, argue, they'll, like, get really loud.
Yeah.
And to the point that this is, like, a $300 a month gym, and somehow black people got in here and got rid of the basketball court. I'm like, we just can't have anything. Like, oh. they switched it with, like, pickleball and Pilates. it was crazy, too, because they say it's, like, culture or money. But I'm like, a lot of the black people at the gym I was at, I mean, they were ex-NBA players. Like, it was an expensive gym because we were trying to avoid this. And then, like, it's still the same thing. They what find a way, you know? Yeah.
What a mess. I think one of the other than allowing women the opportunity to vote, I think that the worst thing that happened to America was integration. Forced integration should have never happened. And then and that way, whites and blacks and other would come together because that's what they want to do, come together naturally. But they forced it, and it's just gone insane now.
Yeah, I 100% agree. I didn't really know the difference. I think you met me before, like the first time I came on your show, you would talk about this stuff, and I didn't really get it.
Yeah.
But I lived in a black area from a white area for a while. And oh my God, it is so different. I'm like, white people, I miss you. Like, oh my God, like where I lived, they just like robbed the store next to me. And I'm like, you guys just, okay, I guess that's how we do things, you know? Like, wow, I've never seen a store get robbed in my life. Like, yeah.
Look what happened. You let allowed the blacks to get into government. All they ever talk about is racism. And white privilege and all they ever do, they never promote anything good about America.
Nothing. Oh my gosh. I hired a bunch of them in England and I probably lost $20,000 from like stolen stuff. Like we had a fight break out at work. Oh my God, it was hell on earth. I came back to America for white people.
What a mess.
Yeah.
And so, and because of time, what do you think about this guy, Freeman? Is he doing the right thing by joining the women's team?
Oh, yeah. No, you got to give women consequences, guys. Don't feel bad for, there's the one woman that complains by joint, like, there's always one woman that's going to say, poor me, oh no, the men are coming into this, like the Riley Gaines. And I agree with her, right? But I don't feel bad for women athletes at all because right. I've been in these spaces and I'm telling you, there's for every one woman that complains, there's five women at least that are pushing this stuff. So if women, you know, you got to give women the responsibility they're asking for. If you want to play with men, good luck.
Absolutely.
Let's see how it goes. Let's see how it goes for you ladies. And I would pay a lot of money to watch that game. Jesse, you want to go if it happens?
Normally, I would not go to games, but yes, I'll be there. I have a front row seat.
Yeah, it'd be hilarious. I think I would pay. I would pay good money to watch.
Yeah,
that.
Same here. Pearl, tell the folks how to get to your website and what you're doing.
Okay, I'm doing documentaries at theaudacitynetwork.com or Pearl Davis on YouTube. I have a show and an interview series. So thanks for having me, Jesse.
It's good to hear from you, and happy Men's History Month.
Happy Men's History Month.
Good to hear from you, Pearl.
You too. Right. Bye.
I got to take a break. It's the hate news, which is the anchor baby news, and not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment. Two more hours to go.
People called in, and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
It's the Anchor Baby News doing the Hake News. Hey, call it what you want. I'm here for you today. That was the first hour of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. A couple of quick news stories before we get going with the second hour. It is a busy Tuesday today in America for voters today. It's a packed primary day across America. Voters in Alabama, Connecticut, Minnesota, South Carolina, Vermont, and Wisconsin are heading to the polls right now to pick nominees for November's midterms. And you might know some of these names. You may have already heard of them going around in Minnesota. The MyPillow guy, you may know him, Mike Lindell. They're dogging his name on CNN all over right now, trying to bring up his past. But Mike Lindell, the MyPillow founder, backed by President Trump, is locked in a fierce Republican primary for governor against House Speaker Lisa Demuth and businessman Kendall Qualls, trying to become the man who takes on the popular Senator Amy Klobuchar, the clear Democratic favorite after Tim Walz stepped aside. And then next door in Wisconsin, you may have heard of the chef, the Asian lady chef, Francesca Hong, progressive state lawmaker, who criticizes the proximity to whiteness. Her half-white child is cursed with, maybe in her mind, a Democratic socialist, the heavy favorite to win, and the nod for governor. Establishment Democrats are nervous she'll struggle in the general election against Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany down in South Carolina. They have a primary there. They call it an emotional primary. You are familiar with Lindsey Graham's sudden death last month. And his sister, Darlene Graham, appointed to the seat and endorsed by Trump, faces a crowded field, including Congressman Ralph Norman, Russell Fry, for the full-term Republican nomination. And in Connecticut, longtime Governor Led Lamont is fighting off a progressive challenge from State Representative Josh Elliott, while 14-term Congressman John Larson is under pressure from former Hartford Mayor Luke Bronin in a hothouse primary. Polls are open now, and that's a little bit of the noise from today. They were getting some noise over on Trump's plane. A dramatic new detail emerged about President Trump's departure from last month's NATO summit in Turkey on July 8th as he left Ankara. And we're not talking soccer. Ankara Messi. We're talking about the capital of Turkey. U.S. intelligence detected a credible Iranian threat, a possible missile strike aimed at the plane carrying the president. And in response, the White House staged an elaborate decoy operation. Cameras captured Trump walking up the stairs of the familiar older Air Force One and waving goodbye. Minutes later, out of public view, he and a handful of aides slipped out a door on the opposite side of the aircraft and into a raised airport catering truck, the kind normally used to load meals. The truck drove them across the tarmac to a smaller, less conspicuous Air Force C-32A jet. Meanwhile, the big blue and white Air Force took off as a decoy, carrying the press corps and some White House staff who had no idea the president wasn't on board. I mean, I guess if they really were struck by a missile, they would have known then. What a spicy job and the risks associated. And we're glad that he's back safely, because today President Trump is in Ohio for the finale of the first ever Patriot Games. Did you know that our president has pitted our young boys and girls in a Hunger Games style games to the death? Well, not to the death. I made that part up. The three-day youth athletic competition wraps up this evening at Spire Academy in Geneva, Ohio. It's part of the official celebrations for America's 250th anniversary, organized by the White House-backed Freedom 250 group. One high school boy and one high school girl, ages 14 to 17, were selected from every state, plus some territories, military bases, and tribal nations. They've been competing in a mix of events designed to test strength, speed, endurance, and teamwork. And the top male and female overall champions will walk away with a $125,000 college scholarship. Coverage is streaming live on ESPN. I had no idea about it. I didn't know that our president was pitting all of our children against each other in games of skill testing games. Okay, nothing violent. I was just adding that in. But that's a Hour One News. We got the second hour of Country Western Tuesday with Jesse Lee Peterson coming right up.
still got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It is Tuesday, and you can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, did Jesus desire mercy or sacrifice? Did Jesus desire mercy or sacrifice? Is that the only picture y'all can find? What's that? Some man looking up in the sky. Did Jesus desire mercy or sacrifice? I'm commenting on the video up there. They got some white guy.
You see that?
Huh?
You see that?
Huh?
Look.
Oh, there's another. Moses.
Look at the other side of the coin.
Oh.
Mercy
okay.
or sacrifice. You know that's Moses?
Moses.
You can tell?
Yeah, it looked like Moses.
Oh, that's right. God told him to kill his son.
Amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around and doing whatever it is you're doing, but you would like to continue to listen to the show, you can. Anywhere in the world. Because somewhere in the world, it is already Wednesday morning. Can you believe that? What the? You can podcast and still listen as it is happening on your phone by calling the Listen Line on Talk Screen Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. Buy me on coffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP Cash App. And we're going to get to your super chats in this hour for sure. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. And every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to
what
me.
What the? Who let the dogs out?
Loose.
Amazing. Amazing Country and Western Tuesday. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to the busy phones here. Let me go to San Bernardino, California, and talk to Mark, a first-time caller. Mark, you are on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Jesse? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mark.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about the biblical question, and also I want to ask you a question.
Did Jesus desire mercy or sacrifice?
I would say he desired mercy.
And why do you
sacrifice.
Say that?
Pretty much, I guess you can say he pretty much said it, I guess, in the Bible. I'm not really a Bible thumper, but I read it somewhere. And then I guess you can say that mercy is more important than outward religious acts when the heart isn't right. So.
Okay, so you say Jesus desired mercy, not sacrifice?
Yeah.
Amazing. Well, I appreciate that, and I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
All right, sounds good. And, yeah, so my question is, well, I've been listening to you for a while now, and I think it would say 2 years now, and I've been doing the silent prayer. I forgive my mother and father. And I don't know if it's normal. Ever since I've been doing that, and ever since I forgave my parents, like, you know how you say, you know, these feelings are the ones that pretty much, you know, control you and stuff like that. Like, ever since I've done all this, like, I don't feel nothing anymore. Like, my feelings don't control me or anything like that, and I just don't feel nothing. Is that, like, normal when doing this?
Yes.
Like,
absolutely. It's abnormal to feel, to be into feelings and emotions. That's an abnormal, fallen state, human nature, which is evil. And it's normal to not have all that going on inside of you.
Yeah, that's what I realized, because, you know, I don't feel nothing. Like, people would ask me things, you know, everyday people at work or anywhere, and they want my honest opinion, and I tend to give them an honest opinion, like the truth and all this and that, what they want to ask. And they kind of look at me like, oh, you don't feel nothing to what I just told you? Like, that sounds pretty cold or whatever. And I always tell them, like, well, you wanted the truth, but you get mad at me about it? Like, that makes absolutely no sense. Like, so I just kind of tend to ignore it,
yeah,
you know? And I think somebody asked me one day, like, well, what, because they were asking me about, I guess somebody died in their family or whatever. And then they asked me, well, what would you think if your mom or dad died? And I'm like, honestly, I wouldn't feel anything. You know, sounds kind of messed up, but, you know, I don't know how to explain it. Like, I tell them, like, I don't feel anything. Well, that's pretty cold. You sound like a pretty messed up person. I'm like, well, what do you want me to do? Like, that's the truth, you know, and that's how I feel. You know, I don't think I'll feel anything. You know, ever since I forgave my parents, I kind of lost that supposedly connection I had with them, that closeness.
Yeah, yeah. Did you go to your mother?
Yes, I did.
And how,
matter of fact, that it was.
How did she react to your forgiving her?
She did not like it at all. She was pretty pissed. She was pretty pissed, and she started blaming my dad.
Yeah.
And then she started comparing me to my dad. They're like, oh, you're just like your father. You guys don't care about nothing, blah, 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 blah.
I think it's okay. So amazing, Mark, that when you go to your mother or father, they react like that. You're telling them, I'm sorry for resenting you. I'm wrong. I realize now you can help yourself. And she would get mad about that instead of being grateful that you are forgiving her. It's crazy they get mad about that.
Yeah, it's true, man, because, like back then, like I said, I put my mom, like, you know, like how a lot of people are here on your show, that mom comes first and all this and that, and I did, you know? And I did everything, because my parents divorced, and I did everything that my mom wanted me to do. I became, you know, I guess you say her image, you know, and
yeah.
I became successful. Like, took care of her financially. I took care
she
of my.
She made
I
you her husband.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I was like, you know. So I was like, no, I can't do this no more. It feels weird, you know. And like, ever since I stopped doing all that, you know, because, you know, I take care of my wife and my kids. You know, they have everything. They have a big house. They have the cars. I have a great job. You know, but I always knew something was missing, like something was wrong.
Yeah.
It wasn't normal, you know, and ever since I forgave my mom, and when she, like, it's funny, she was all proud of me about who I became, and then once I forgave her, I became this, like, evil monster to her.
That love turned into hate.
Yeah, I'm like, this makes absolutely no sense. Like, how am I mean now just because I want to separate myself from you guys,
yeah,
from both my parents, and worry about my family now? And, yeah, like you said, she started calling all her family, all my relatives, you know, throwing little shots here and there about me. So I was like, okay, all right, I guess.
Amazing.
When yeah, you stay and then,
with it, you stay with mm-hmm. it and just stay with it. And stay with the silent prayer. I'm telling you, you have not seen anything yet. It gets better and easier and better and easier for you.
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course, yes, yes. That's what I hear all the time. And, you know, I'm going to continue doing that. And that's what I just wanted to ask, if that's, you know, if that was normal.
Yeah. Is your wife working on herself?
Yes, she started, you know, watching you. She started listening to your church as well. You know, she asks me questions, you know, because she's very, like, she's very closed off. Like, she wasn't really brought up, like, into, like you say it, out there in the world.
Right.
So she kind of, like, tries to understand things, and, yes, she obeys me, you know? So, she obeys me, like you said, not in the wrong way, but she listens to, you know, she takes my advice when she wants, you know, when she wants to ask a question. And, you know, I just let her be, you know? She starts with her, you know, little attitudes. I kind of ignore it. I'm like, I don't want to hear this. Like,
right on.
You know, you go deal with your stuff over there. I'm good over here.
Right on. Amazing.
So, yeah. Amazing.
Well, you stay with it, Mark. I appreciate your call.
Yeah, no problem. Just thank you, man.
All right, buddy. That's amazing. There is another way to live, folks. A real way of living that leads to life and not death. 888-775-3773. Super chat.
Some quick super chats here. We do appreciate it. And we got them from buymeacoffee.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. I was about to say Anchor Baby.
Thank you. Amazing.
And Cash App. Thank you, Brooke F., for your generous, very generous donation.
Thank you, Brooke.
Sean G.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Sean G says, I've been absent for 2 weeks. Help.
Amazing. Welcome back.
Eugene with the coffees. Very generous. Appreciate it. Good morning, Jesse and crew. Happy Men's History Month. I bought one of your shirts that says, anyone that has anger is evil. I love the shirt. Thank you.
You're welcome. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. And I appreciate your support as well. Thank you for helping us to help others. I appreciate it.
Robert with the generous coffees. We do appreciate it. Eric.
Thank you, Robert.
Eric H. with some coffee says, the desire to be something is the beginning of conflict.
That's for sure. Amazing. Thank you.
We appreciate the donors here on Pilled. And that is all for now.
Thank you, Pilled. Amazing.
Oh, one more from... Can I say your name? I'm gonna call you Weed. Says, thank you for calling, Pearl. Amazing. Who will I be if I didn't have my noise?
That's right. What a mess. Noise is a weapon. It's amazing, huh? Thank you. Amazing.
And that's all for now.
Thank you very much. I do appreciate it. 888-77-JESSE. I want to, and then I'll get right back to the calls, but I want to really show you what a waste of life to be fighting. Talk about false ego. Your fighting is all vanity, and no one wins. No one ever wins. Both sides think that they're right because all thoughts are all lies all the time. And you get mad because they don't agree with you. And you fight, which shows that you're wrong. Isn't that amazing? And there are people who truly believe they have to go out and fight for Jesus. Can you get any dumber than that? You get mad and you go out and fight for Jesus. or God, and you feel justified. And then people go out and fight against you for standing for God in your own mind. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. The world gone crazy. Grok is reporting. Worship leader Sean Foyt, he was a former guest on the FallenState.tv, on my TV show there, is led a planned Jesus march that overlapped with a recent organized Muslim gathering in the same downtown spot. This is from X.
I can't make this up, guys. I am standing in the exact place where we are doing a Jesus march in 1 hour, and look who's here. A massive march, a massive Muslim march, where right now they're singing over Chicago. Muhammad is the only one. May Allah be lifted up. They're declaring that all Jews and all Christians would be removed from this city. I mean, this is... It's not just in Michigan. It's not just in New York. Right here in Chicago, a massive march is happening through the streets of the city where they are declaring that there is no God but Allah. They're declaring Muhammad is the true prophet. And they're literally threatening with verses of the Quran over Christians, over Jews, over everybody that will not comply. This is America. This is America, guys. Are you awake? Do you understand what is at stake here?
One side is fighting for Jesus, and the other side is fighting for Muhammad, and they're both wrong. How do you fight for Jesus? Think about that. Just think about that for a minute. How do you fight for Jesus? What happens to the mind that it tells you that you're fighting for Jesus, as though Jesus needs someone to fight for him or God? Think about that. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. And then think about this. You're fighting for Muhammad. Who is Muhammad anyway? Muhammad Ali? Huh?
No, the prophet, the prophet, blessings be upon him.
Where is he?
I don't know.
He's dead.
I was going to say heaven or something like that. they say blessings be upon him.
You got two side people out there fighting for their false gods. Think about it. Call any ideas or thoughts about God is false. It's just a thought. About Jesus is just a thought. And I guess about Muhammad. I do agree that these Muslims should not be in our country. That's for sure. They should be sent back to their country. And since they want to fight, let them go and fight for their own country, make their country great. How come they can come here and fight, but they can't fight over at their own hometown? Think about that. It's more exciting coming over here and fighting America for Muhammad. So my producer, Derek, telling me he'll fight for Jesus. How? What? How do you know you're fighting for Jesus? And what's the result that you want? And the anchor man, what are you saying?
Well, I'm thinking, I heard you ask, like, how do you fight for Jesus? And I just was thinking, I'm like, that's why the Christians are losing. They're fighting for Jesus.
Uh-huh.
And they think they're fighting against the people fighting for Muhammad. But those people aren't fighting for Muhammad or Allah. They know what they're fighting for. They're fighting for conquest and domination. To displace the Christians.
That's what they
say.
Want.
They'll say Allah, Muhammad, but they know what they're doing. So they got their head in the game. Meanwhile, the Christians don't have their head in the game. They're just speaking about Jesus.
What a mess. all egos, all thought, every individual, male or female, think that their thoughts are right. And if you come over to go to them and you have a different thought and it doesn't agree with their thought, there's something wrong with you. And then they'll fight you. Human nature is wicked. It's all vanity. It's all ego. It's all pride. And that's why it falls. Because it's not real. Derek says, by speaking out against lies about Jesus. What the? So Jesus needs you to speak out against lies for him, right? Amazing. So they had this Jesus march, and these people, according to the report, Grok, they showed up with the Muhammad march, and they all fighting. Each one trying to be louder than the other. I just don't think these people need to be in our country, really. Sean posted a video of both crowds sharing sidewalk under a black flag and banner. This is from X. Look at the banner, too. What a mess. I wonder how many of those people on both sides, Muhammad folks and Jesus folks, love God with all their heart, soul, and might, and love their enemies. Oh, remember Jesus said that you could proclaim my name until the cows come home. But I'm going to say I don't even know you. I don't even know you. You lay hands on the sick. You can shout, Jesus, Jesus. But if you don't love God with all your heart, soul, and might, if you have not entered into the kingdom by loving your enemies, I don't even know you. I'm like, Jesus. I'm quoting Jesus. I'm like, what the? You can pray to Mama Mary until the cows come home and think that she's helping you. You can read all the books. You can even go down and confess Jesus, your Lord and Savior, and that he died on the cross and rose again, and now you're saved. He's going to be like, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't even know you. I told you to forgive and love God. Pick up your cross and follow me and love your enemy. You didn't do that. So I don't even know you. What the? Woody is out of Florida. Woody, you are on the air.
Thank you, Jesse Lee. Good morning. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you, Woody.
My question is, how do you respond to cancer? For me personally, and I have a friend who has mesothelioma, and he has, according to the doctors, which are well-known doctors out of Boston, he has less than a month to live. And for me, I have, last year I went to get my age is 70-something, you have to get a colonoscopy. And he said, you need to get your prostate checks kind of hard. And so I did, and did a PSA, and it's like way high, and like, boom, what's next? Okay. So he did a test, and he said it spread through my body. So boom, okay, what's next? And so I'm supposed to be taking this therapy with a pill, and it has really worked and brought my PSA back down to 0.03. And but I guess my question is, I pray every day, and I try to live a God-conscious life all throughout the day and stay present with Him. And but I still, in my mind, I don't know how to navigate what's going on in my body. I know my body has this, and it's not something that, according to them, cannot be repaired. I have to take this medicine for the rest of my life, and I'm blessed for it. And I still go about my life, and I guess that's my question, Jesse. How am I supposed to respond to the word cancer in the body? Because I know spiritually, you know, I'm separated from that, but my body does have it. And I'd like to hear your response to that.
You respond by not responding. And if the doctors are giving you good advice as to what to do, then you follow the doctor's advice. I'm not a doctor, so I can't give you medical advice, but I do know that you respond by not responding and don't get into the thoughts of, oh, I'm going to die, or I'm going to live, or this is going to happen and that's going to happen. And just let God's will be done. You go through whatever you can do, medically, but just let God's will be done, because you're not your body. And if God want to heal your body, He will, because in Him there is no sickness at all. Sickness is from the mind. It's not from God. Yeah. And so just have a way to see and do what's in front of you to do without thinking about it at all.
Right, yeah. And it, I've had other people who've had the same problem as me, and they talk about it all the time, what they got this, what they got this. And I don't go there, you know. I just kind of stay within. I keep it very, very minimal. And when they ask me about it, I say, yeah, I take this medicine, and it seems to be working good, and I just follow the doctor's advice. And I'm just like I do the Heisman, you know. I just like, boom, keep away from me, you know.
Yeah. You're right. Don't be, and I love what you're saying about, you don't want all that false sympathy from people, because their false sympathy is evil and it would bring you down. And that's the whole purpose of it, to make you feel, oh, I feel so sorry for you. I'm so sorry to hear that. My prayers goes out to you. And then now you want to cry.
Because I don't feel that way. Yeah.
I'm sorry?
I don't feel that way. Yeah.
Right on. So just, okay, God, they says that this is in my body. Let your will be done. I want healing, but it's up to you. And then go on with your day, practice staying present. Have you dropped your anger?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've forgiven. My parents are gone, but I understand the concepts of forgiving, because I know where the anger and the hate came from.
Yes.
And then you got into this trauma about, anger is generational. It's passed down. If you had great parents and loving parents, you'd have love. If you have anger in your parents, you'd have anger.
Right.
So
if
not them, you can't help it. And my son has the same problem. He can't see it, and it's not for me to show him.
How old is he now?
He's in his 30s, mid-30s, or late 30s. Yeah. And basically, he's married his mom.
Woody, can you hold for a minute? Hold on. 888-77-JESSE. A quick break. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, And through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Okay, welcome back. Excuse me. The hate report, no hate report today. As you can tell, he's not here. You have the hate news done by the American Anchor Baby. What the? No hate report today. And at 11 a.m., the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby is here, and you don't want to miss it from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And don't forget to like the videos. And we just mailed out a brand new newsletter, and it's free for anyone who wants it. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our newsletter, go to and sign up at rebuildingtheman.com/subscribe. No cost to you. rebuildingtheman.com/subscribe, all right? That's amazing. Let me go back to Woody out of Florida. So, Woody, your friend with the that they told was going to die soon, according to what you said, how do they know he's going to die soon?
He has the asbestos cancer, the mesothelioma, and he started having problems last year, and he went to one of the world-class doctors in Boston.
Oh, okay.
And you know, he was diagnosed with it. They couldn't figure it out here in Pensacola, but he was over there in 5 minutes. They figured it out that what he had, and it's
how
a pretty
is he
common
dealing
thing.
With it?
He's, I talk to him a lot, Jesse, about staying out of your thoughts with it, and he says it's really helped him, you know, and I'm not parroting what you say, but I do use what you say to help people stay focused and present in the moment and
did
live
he,
one day at a time.
Did he forgive?
I did approach him with that, you know. But I don't know the extent of how much he has done that, to be honest with you.
Oh, okay. Well, I got to run because of time, but if you do anything, encourage him to drop his anger and by forgiving and have him do the silent prayer, because sickness and disease clearly come from the mind. It's not from God. It's from the mind. And the food, you know, stuff like that, of course. But it's from the mind. So encourage him. You can't make him do it, of course, but encourage him to drop his anger and do the silent prayer and stay away from thoughts. And if he doesn't, fine. If not, fine. But it's up to him.
Yes. Well, when this happened to me, you know, I asked the doctor, you know, is there something I could do? He said, well, you could change your diet. And so I got on this Mediterranean diet, and I dropped like 20 pounds, boom, right off the bat. And I'm eating clean. It's kind of like eating country, you know, collard greens and black-eyed peas and good cornbread and just no fried foods, you know, and try to stay present with God all throughout the day. And but your response is to say to have no response toward it, correct?
Right. Don't overreact to it at all. Give it no false life at all, And no response is always the right way to go in every aspect of life.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean you don't go see your doctor if you want to. See your doctor and all that, and follow their instructions if you want to. But don't overreact. Don't get mad. Don't become emotional. Don't become afraid or any of those type of things.
Yeah. Well, they just say, you know, take this medicine, take this shot, you know. And it's gone down to almost non-existent statistically, you know.
Well, so, I wish you well, man. And you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Well, I appreciate you so much. God loves you, and I love you, too.
Thank you. Call me again, Woody.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Let me go to first-time caller out of New York. BG, a first-time caller. BG, I mean,
hello,
not BG.
Jesse.
BG, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. Man, Jesse, first and foremost, I want to say many more years of life, healthy life to you, and thank you for what you do.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Without a doubt. I wanted to say that you have helped me tremendously. Both of my parents are gone, unfortunately, but before their passing, I did indeed forgive them, told them about it, and it has brought me a tremendous amount of peace. And though, of course, we feel grief for, you know, loss of our parents, that is a big component that so many overlook. And once again, just want to say thank you.
You're welcome, and you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Thank you so much, Mr. Peterson.
Yes.
So now, a question in regards to, you have brought up, well, not brought up, but you showed this footage of Muslim march in Chicago with the men, you know, discussing that, are you awake yet? And you said, how can one fight for Jesus?
Right.
And I absolutely agree with you. The thing is, it is actually very relatable to me because I grew up in Allahu Akbar country, as you call it. And I was brought up in a moderately Muslim family, meaning there was no hardcore religion, much like, you know, many Christians, as you know, in the U.S. in the good old days, people just lived. They lived decent lives without focusing and constantly proclaiming their religion.
That is so true, man.
Yes, without a doubt. But I do see that nowadays, definitely, there's all this ego and all of this selfish reasoning and choosing the teams, black, white, Christian, Muslims, without a doubt, is that same spirit. You're 100% right. It is the spirit within them and the devil, Satan, Shaitan, they call them, you know, in Islam. It's that same wicked and kind of sneaky spirit that tries to confuse people. But when you say that we must at times not even do work on relationships and on our lives, we just must live and be in the now. The question that I have for you, I'm still trying to figure this balance out. When do you try and put effort in to, you know, maybe change somebody's mind or speak up? And when is it that you let it go? Like, how does one discern? Because wouldn't you say that the reason why the states are the way they are is because people have been quiet for so long and kind of just let things happen?
No, people have not been quiet, and that's what the problem is. Human beings are always fighting.
Yeah.
And every ego think that is right. Every thinking person think that they're right, and that's why they have the fights. Yeah. And there is never, ever, 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 but never, 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 ever, ever a time when you should try to change anyone at all.
Sure.
Unless they ask.
Unless they ask, sure.
Yes.
But see, like, with your message about that, that totally makes sense. However, like, even you, with that message, still formed an opinion, right? Like, meaning, when you do see the wrongdoing, you call it a wrongdoing.
So,
no. Okay, sorry, my bad.
Not now. I used to, though, absolutely, when I was out there fighting like that.
Yeah.
I thought I knew right from wrong.
Even with that basketball. Oh, yeah, sorry, go ahead.
I thought I knew right from wrong.
Yeah.
And I would fight with anyone who didn't agree with what I thought was right. But,
yeah.
But once I started to wake up, thank God, I realized yeah. I didn't know what right from wrong was. And that's why I was fighting, because I didn't know absolutely. Right from wrong, but I thought I did. And every
absolutely.
Every fallen state human being think they know right from wrong.
Sure. But you see, even with this basketball case, you know, like meaning when you're saying that, oh, white people, you can't even defend yourselves and
right.
stuff like that. Wouldn't that be, and I agree with you in many, absolutely, in many aspects of that, but like, wouldn't you say that them responding at times back with things like, well, there are too many conversations about race, and I'm tired of hearing this and all of that. Isn't that an opinion that black people are wrong for bringing up race all the time?
That, first of all, you have the right to defend yourself physically.
Sure.
If someone agreed. Tried to hurt you physically. But yes. white people, because they have not responded to blacks by telling them.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Yeah, would you bring me some water? Because white people have not responded to the blacks by telling them, I'm not your problem, I don't
sure,
hate
sure.
you. Racism is not...
Without anger.
Right. Black people have only gotten worse.
And, out of control.
And white people have responded by being afraid. They're like, oh, I feel so sorry. Back earlier
yes,
in the years
so
gone
true,
past,
man.
White people, oh, I feel guilty for the blacks. I feel so bad
listen,
for what happened.
I live in the so-called hood.
Right.
And that's... And now we have also what they call gentrifiers. And
yes,
when I
dear.
Tell you that this dynamic that I see of how people just fear, they can't say anything. You just have to accept all the nonsense
right.
that's going on. People are going to be blasting loud music, smoking the weed in your face, and you have to just kind of accept it all. Because, again, it is definitely a very soft, time right now for some people. Some people are very loud and bold, and some have become soft and very, very polite at their detriment.
Right, absolutely. That's why you have
you
to
know,
stay present instead
yes.
of being lost in your mind, in your head, thinking about how am I act, how should I act or not act,
yes.
Or when to act, react and not react. If you stay present, you will see when to do it and when not to do it. And you will always do it in the right way.
And the main, well, even though all of these were important questions, the main questions I wanted to ask you, when you ask people who preach about God, like whether they were called by God or went to school.
Right.
What, in your view, is, like, what does being called by God to preach and pastor look like or feel like? Again, if that's something you choose to
it's,
think about it.
If God called you truly, whatever call yeah. it means to these people, but
yes.
if God want you to, if God want you to do something for Him, you don't have to go to school for it. You don't even
yes.
have to think about it. You don't have to plan about it. It will happen naturally because the Father is working through you. He's
yes.
speaking through you. He's opened up opportunity through you. He's doing all the work, and nobody can tell you when and what God want you to say. You can't learn that in school. That's so stupid.
Yes.
I don't even know how anyone
indeed.
Believe that.
Jesse, let me tell you something. I did not grow up going to church nor mosque. The relationship and eventually revelations that I've had about Christ, and I'm not here to discuss like, oh, what he looked like, what happened to him. But the thing, the relationship with Christ is supposed to be, much like with God, obviously, the Father, it's supposed to be a very delicate, intimate relationship that one must reach on their own, with such things as silent prayer and, like you said, you know, when God opens your eyes when you start working on yourself. But no church, no leader. A lot of these people need work on themselves. How are you going to listen to them, you know, when it's all egotistical purpose?
Yeah.
And same goes with these psychologists, psychiatrists. Trust me, sometimes I do want to scream and shout. Sometimes I want to say, what the heck is wrong with all of you guys? When I listen to people discussing the therapy and their leaders, you know, whether it's religious leaders or whatever some are called, and they are blind. They are blind, and it is indeed true that there are more of them. Yes, it's always been like that, but we are dealing with a lot bigger numbers now.
Yeah, and ever since
that's
the truth.
Why I'm told is it's hard. Though I try my best, sometimes I feel like it's as if it's so real when you say you become what you hate.
Yeah.
It's as if it's starting to anger me, but I always catch myself, you know, but I do see how that spirit works. It truly almost wants you to react and wants you to take on the exact same approach.
Absolutely. If you never judged anyone for any reason, even when you see the blind leading the blind, if you never judged them, you would never get angry about it because you will realize that they cannot see. You will forgive them. You will love them by not hating them.
Yeah.
Because you will realize that you cannot see. They cannot see.
Absolutely. True that. True that.
Amazing.
Jesse, don't want to take more of your time. I just really, once again, wanted to thank you and get some perspective on that, as in, you know, like, meaning I do hear you, I do listen, and I still struggle sometimes, obviously, because it's individual work that one must do. But yeah, man, I at times feel like I do want to react more and say more, you know, but no. I also know that it's pointless.
Yes, that's right. And you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Thank you so much, Jesse. Just want to let you know, my 2-year-old baby even loves listening to you, and she always sings the theme song.
Right on. What the? Amazing.
Amazing.
Say hello to me. I mean, to her for me.
Absolutely. Dana, say hello, Jesse.
Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you so much, and to all the team. God bless you guys.
You too, BJ. Thank you, BJ. I said BJ, but BG. What the? Super.
Super chats.
Some quick super chats here. We do appreciate it. Quack. No, my bad. Quark. Quark Arc on YouTube says, I put flowers in the vase and painted it. Vase? Vase?
Amazing. Thank you.
Stuck in NY over on Pilled. Now, you guys are more familiar with gold pills than I, but this looks like a massive amount of gold pills, 700 of them for you.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank
I appreciate
you, Stuck
it.
In NY.
Yeah.
Mark S., who's a member for 6 months, says, thank you, Jesse and Bond, for teaching us forgiveness is our way to be closer to God.
That's the only way. You got to forgive. Not one angry person will enter into the kingdom. Neither within or above. You must forgive. God is love. And the greatest commandment, to love God and love your enemy. Amazing. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
He sends a strong black arm emoji, a heart, praying black hands, a light bulb, a salute, a chain, a dove, and he says, it's my birthday. I'm old.
Amazing. Happy birthday. Amazing.
Red Smurf.
In men's history month. Well, the time to be born. Amazing.
Red Smurf with the super chat says, first time I'm watching live, Jesse. God bless you. May our Lord continue to give you the strength and confidence to keep doing what you're doing. Love from Australia.
Right on. Heard around the world. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Red Smurf says, sent 5 Jesse Lee Peterson gift memberships. Congratulations to those who got them.
Right on. Thank you. Amazing.
Cion with a coffee.
Hey, Cion.
Says, Hank report on vacation while y'all working. Can you say white privilege?
E white. Talk about white privilege. That is white privilege. What the?
She says, hi, Jesse. Love you, Jesse.
Thank you, Cion. I love you as well.
Red Smurf welcomes the JLP show members. Roy with a coffee says, white people just want a first-class life. By the way, happy Men's History Month. If it wasn't for men, especially the founding fathers, we wouldn't have the luxuries we have today.
Yeah.
Also, God bless the great white hope.
God bless the great white hope, and God bless America, and thank you for your support. Amazing.
Thank you for all the super chats. I believe that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. What the? I got to show you this. This, according to this report, happened over in the UK, and it's happening here. And it's going to get worse. It's happening in Mommy Africa, South Africa. It's going to get worse here. There is a genocide upon white people. If this was happening to any other race, everybody would be talking about it. It would be all over the news. It would be everywhere. But because it's happening to the whites, no one cares. Even white people don't care. I don't hear them saying out loud that they are under genocide, and they are. In the UK, in America, and what I'm about to play, this soundbite I'm going to play for you, is mind-blowing to me. But it's just saying, hey, you know what? We saw how that black girl was accused of, looked like she was trying to knock that white girl head off. It looked like that way, at least. It was a hard hit, for sure. And it was just, oh, white privilege. Even her own coach, according to all the reports, would not defend her. It's bad in the UK, and it's growing and growing, going that way here. This is from Reasoned. A UK man who apparently just purchased a baseball bat from a shop. So apparently over in the UK, you're not allowed to carry baseball bats, especially if you're a UK white man, white person. And the only time you can have it in your hand and carry it is if you first buy it, according to the report, and you're taking it home. And so according to this report from Grok and Reason, this man went and bought a brand new bat, and he was leaving the store with it, walking with it, and he was attacked by the police. Watch this from Tommy Robertson on S. And Tommy was on the Fallen State. What the? Watch this.
From there, you fucking
car. Why are you filming it?
I'm meeting my friends.
Do videos. Make videos out of town.
Don't.
From that fucking shop, you dumb cunt. Is it out of his packaging?
Is it out of his packaging?
I'll be right back. Hate news, not the faint news. One more hour to go.
It's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts made you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darndest thing I ever seen. But it's amazing to see it. So relax.
We'll be right back.
Oh, do I got my mic on? I saw you guys spamming in the chat. It's Nick News, not spit. Don't say it, News. No, but it's Hake News. Okay, actually, you guys were debating. It's actually still Hake News, just presented by the Acre Baby. Columbia earthquake. You hear about this? We've got the third hour. Jesse Lee Peterson coming right up. Columbia is reeling this morning. That South American country this morning after one of the strongest earthquakes to hit the country in decades. A magnitude 7.4 quake struck western Colombia yesterday, 7:34 a.m. There you go. 7:34 a.m. The epicenter was near the small town of San Jose de Palmar in the remote Choco department. It hit at a depth of about 110 kilometers, was felt hundreds of miles away from the capital of Bogota all the way to the neighboring Ecuador and Panama. The death toll is rising and already stands at more than 160 people, according to the latest figures, with hundreds injured and thousands still reported missing. Hardest hit were the cities of Cali, Pereira, Quibdó, Manizales, in the coffee-growing region. Buildings collapsed, hospitals were damaged, and more than 1,500 homes were destroyed or severely damaged. Several airports suspended operations and a nighttime curfew was imposed in parts of Cali. Newly inaugurated President Abelardo de la Espriella has declared a national emergency and is personally overseeing the response. Rescue teams and volunteers are still digging through rubble, racing against time to find survivors. Aftershocks continue, including one measuring magnitude 5. Officials warn the toll is likely to climb as search efforts reach more remote areas near the epicenter. And so that's a little bit of a disaster over there in Colombia they're dealing with. A little bit of a news update on the world. But back to America briefly here. As grocery stores and food manufacturers thought you were going to act a little bit different. But it's basically good news if you're into chicken. Chicken lovers, the prices are easing in a big way thanks to a huge surplus of poultry. Poultry companies like Tyson Foods, Pilgrim's Pride, and others have been ramping up production of chicken breasts, wings, and thighs over the past year. They expected Americans to switch from expensive beef to cheaper chicken in a big way. Maybe not so much of a recession indicator. I know things have to be fixed. But if the people aren't afraid enough to switch from beef to chicken, I mean, I think we're still in the... I don't want to go to any other country. I'll tell you that. Anyways, they expected Americans to switch from expensive beef to cheaper chicken in a big way. Instead, they've ended up producing more chicken than consumers are buying. The result is a classic supply glut. Wholesale prices have dropped sharply. Boneless, skinless chicken breasts are down significantly from a year ago. Pressure is squeezing profits from meat packers, but it's translating into very low retail prices for shoppers. In June, average prices for boneless chicken breasts were already about 1.4% lower than the year before. Industry experts point to larger flocks, bigger breed birds, fewer disease setbacks as key reasons for the oversupply. Companies slaughter more than 9 billion birds a year in the U.S., so even a small percentage increase adds up fast. So figure out a way if you're trying to save money or something. Or maybe you just like chicken. Or maybe you don't even have to do that. You just stick to your beef. I mean, call it being rich in America. I don't know. Fauci, they're coming after him. New text messages from early in the pandemic are sparking fresh controversy involving Dr. Anthony Fauci. Strong reaction from Meghan McCain. You may know her. Senators Ron Johnson and Rand Paul released texts from January 2021 between Fauci and then CDC Director Rochelle Walensky. Remember the scared Rochelle Walensky and Vivek Murthy? In one exchange, Fauci raised a theoretical concern that significant fever or cytokine response after the second COVID vaccine could be associated with miscarriage in the first trimester. McCain responded forcefully on X, "Put Fauci in jail." They're saying Meghan McCain is leading the women against Fauci. And you know what? For the first time, I thought to myself, Fauci might actually face some heat. If the women are coming after him, he might go to jail. That's enough of the Acre Baby. Hour 3, Country Western Tuesday with Jesse Lee Peterson coming up.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Good morning and hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, does Jesus desire mercy or sacrifice? Or did Jesus desire mercy or sacrifice? Did Jesus desire mercy or sacrifice? What a amazing question. We have everywhere that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And you can listen to the show on your phone as it is happening if you got to go to work or walking around or whatever. And then you can podcast as well, right? But you can listen as it is happening by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And Hake is out today, as Sion said, white privilege. He is out. Whatever, and we're at the work. What the? And he white. Amazing. You know what else is amazing? It's Tuesday. Yeehaw! And Tuesday always reminds me of how great America was at one time. Tuesdays are always country and western Tuesday.
Well, they've all been lies. They let me down every single time, because the devil's been making holes inside my head. The good, the bad, the glad, the sad. If I could let them all go and give them to God, well, maybe he'd take this anger from my soul. And I'd shine like a light that's too bright to see. And I could lean on God so he could lean on me. Forgive, forgiveness, righteous, perfect peace.
Amazing. That is truly an amazing song. What the... If you only knew and paid attention to what's driving you, you would not believe it. You would be like, what the? But you got to get to know yourself. You got to want to know. What I want to do quickly, and then I get to all these calls, and we're going to move as many calls in this hour as possible. Just before that, top of the hour news break in the last hour, we played for you over UK, according to Reasoned and Grok,
and Tommy Robinson on X, you can't carry a bat around. Isn't that amazing? Especially if you're white. Think about that. Not only are they taking away your Second Amendment, they said you can't even carry a bat around. But the Muslim can carry long switchblade knife things around with them. It's their religion. They can carry a weapon in your country, but you can't. Go figure that one out. Your enemy can carry a weapon in your country, and you cannot carry one in your own country, especially if you're white. So according to Reason and Grok, this man went to the store, he bought a bat, and he would carry the bat in the wrap. It was still in the paper wrapping. And you're supposed to, according to the report, you're allowed to carry one as long as in the wrap, and I guess take it back home. And this guy said it's still in the wrap. I didn't take it out yet. And he was arrested, according to the report. And he's white in his own country. The white government is against their own people. They want the vote. So they allow all these illegals to come in and attack white people. And even the cops attack white people. Think about that. Now, the Muslim, according to reports, can carry a knife, a large knife thing, because that's their religion. They have a freedom of religion in your country, but you don't. Watch this from Tommy Robinson on X.
From there, you fucking
car. Are you filming it?
We got it. Many videos. Many videos on town.
Amazing, huh? That's in the UK. And according to the report, if you're, what kind of religion is that? Sikh religion. That's a Muslim thing? Or some?
No, it's its own thing.
A what? A dumb thing?
Its own thing.
Huh?
Its own thing.
The Sikh religion is its own thing?
I think
so. What does that mean?
Like they're different from Muslim. I'm saying its own thing. Like they're different.
Oh, it's its own thing.
Yeah.
It's not Muslim. It's not Alawaba religion.
I think so.
Oh, okay. Amazing. They can carry knives in the white man's country. But the white man can't even carry a bat. Don't even mention a gun. That is coming to America. And it's already in America. Every day they're trying to take away your Second Amendment. One other quick one. In my country, I don't even remember. Well, I remember when it used to be, but when I look outside, I don't see my country anymore now. I see a mess. And I got more proof. And it's going to get worse. CBS Texas and Fox 4. A rowdy McKinley, Texas City Council meeting on August 4th. Over 100 speakers debated a new mosque project. So these Allahu Akbar people want to put up these big old mosque things, which are scary looking, over in Texas. They got them here in Culver City and in L.A., and they're just taking over. And the city council had a meeting about it, according to this report, CBS and Fox 4. And the city council voted 7-0. All seven voted to support this mosque going up in Texas. CBS Texas.
Start in McKinney tonight. This is where neighbors argued tonight, full-throated, over plans to build a new mosque. And it all kicked off when a U.S. congressman chimed in. You heard him at the top there. The property, as it's proposed, would sit right near Virginia Parkway and Crutcher Crossing. The McKinney Islamic Association says it wants to build a dedicated prayer area, gym, classrooms, cafeteria, and a community space. The group wants to develop the new property to accommodate their growing community, they say. But U.S. Representative Keith Self cautioned the council about the potential consequences of allowing plans to go through.
Look, you and I are no matters of conscience. The freedom to choose our faith or not does not exist in political Islam. Ask any Muslim what the penalty is for leaving political Islam. It's death. I have any number of videos of imams in America, modern-day America, preaching sedition, open sedition, against the U.S. Constitution and the laws of this land.
Can we say UK? It's the same thing happened over there. What a mess, huh? That was Representative Keith Self. He's like, there are constitutional concerns here. And the city council still approved this thing being built. The crowd got rowdy. One white resident defended the community.
So that was that moment, but then moments later, the crowd got pretty riled up after one resident defended the new mosque, saying its members are a fabric of the community and have been for decades.
For American Muslim neighbors, the McKinney Islamic Association, Sharia is understood as a personal religious framework that guides prayer, fasting, charity, marriage, family life, and personal ethics. Yes, every religion and every culture have its extremists and radicals, and they should be condemned wherever they exist. But that is not who we're talking about tonight. We're talking about families who have spent decades serving this community and raising their children here and demonstrating their actions by the values they live by. Finally, this meeting is not about rezoning. House of Worship is already a permitted use, and this decided many years ago.
Well, you can hear it, and you can also see it visually in the room. There's a lot of division over his comments that were shared tonight.
But I wonder if he would live to regret that. These Allahu Akbar people want to conquer. Why are people so nice? Oh. They are willing to give up their white life for the darkness. Well, there was a Christian migrant from Iran who spoke out against the proposed Islamic Center. From X.
Hello, my name is Eddie Issa. I'm a Sharia law survivor from Iran. And I'm here to tell you, this is a dangerous ideology you're allowing in their country. Every country that is Islamic now, it used to be a Christian country. And we were soft Christians and we allowed these people to come in, bring their Sharia law into their countries and slowly kill us off left and right. Let me make it very clear to you. Christianity is a personal relationship with God where it says, render unto Caesar's what is Caesar's, render unto God what is God's. Islam is Sharia law, deen wa dawa, religion and state, which is not even compatible with the American thing. And when these people will use taqiyya to lie to you, to manipulate you, because whenever Islam is little, they will lie to you and tell you they come in peace. This is level one. Level two is what's happening in UK right now, where you have two-tier policing, where you have like the blasphemy laws, Islamophobia, racism, all this nonsense that they talk about. First of all, Islam is not a race. So anytime you criticize Islam, they will use the race card. But every country has this disgusting ideology inside their country.
Amazing, huh? You've been warned. That's amazing. That's so clear. You have to want to not hear it. You have to want to miss it. They come in peace. Yeah, I bet. And I told you, same thing happened in the UK is now happening here. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Let me go to Joshua out of Washington State. Joshua, you are on the air.
Hey, good morning, Jesse. Hope all is well.
All is well.
I heard that. I had a question pretty much about life in general. I spoke with you last time, and you were saying, you know, stay present, and things will naturally work out. I'm seeing that things are naturally working out. My jobs are progressing and things like that, but I still have a sense I want a career or I want something for myself. Like you have your bond that you've been doing 35 years. I see other people, they're like, oh, I know exactly what I want to do. I'm out of high school now. I'm knowing exactly what I want to do. I actually just moved out almost 2 months ago now, and I'm still like, well, I want to do this or I want to do that. And I'm like, is this more thoughts that I need to let go since things are still working out? Or I'm thinking, well, I'm going to be older and I need something to establish myself because I'm not going to have as much, you know, energy and stuff like that to go work these different odd-end jobs. And I guess my question is this another thing that I still need to let go?
So you have a job, right?
Yeah, right now I'm working two.
So if you have a job or two jobs, why do you think you don't have a career going?
I guess it's not, it's a thought of I can't see myself doing this until I'm old, I guess. I don't know. I'm thinking maybe I need a business or I want something that I can take care of, something like that. But
you have a job. You have something already.
Yeah, that's true.
But why are you thinking something else when you already have a job?
I guess maybe I'm just thinking of the future, but then that's just more thoughts.
And you said that something about getting old?
Yeah, because I mean...
How old are you now?
I'm 29. I'll be 30 in March. I'm thinking like
how
in 10
old
years,
are you
I'll
today?
29.
Why are you thinking about getting old when you're still young?
I thought that it would be okay to prepare for things. Like
prepare for what?
Just old age.
How do you prepare for old age? That doesn't even make sense. You don't even know. How do you prepare for something that doesn't exist?
I guess like some people go to school and get a business degree because they're like, oh, I want to start this business so I don't have to work in the future.
Why are you comparing your life to others?
I wouldn't. Yeah, I guess in that sense I am comparing it, but I'm just thinking of myself.
Why are you doing it? That was a question.
I don't know. I guess I just want to be secured, but everything's secured now, so
Why are you comparing your life to others?
I don't know. God said that we shouldn't. I don't know. That's a good question. I don't have an answer.
And then have you noticed because you are comparing your life to others, you can't even accept your own life?
And be happy where I'm at, in a sense.
Have you noticed that because you're comparing your life to others, you can't even accept your own life?
Yeah, that's true. Everything's
have
taken care of, and I'm
that?
Yeah.
So why are you doing it then?
The first thing that came to mind was worry.
Worry?
Yeah, worried that I'm not going to have things secure, but they already are in the moment.
So. What do you mean by you're not going to have things secure?
Like, as I was growing up, coming out of high school, I had some ideas of what I wanted to do, but I never had a secure thing of, oh, I want to be a doctor or I want to be a basketball player or something. It's always been kind of blank.
Why do
and
you call
I
those
thought,
things secure things?
I would say because it's a passion that you like to do. Like some people work 40 or 50 years not liking what they do and their type of a deal. It's something that you like to do or you enjoy doing.
Why do you call those things secure things?
I don't know. I don't have an answer for that. I don't know why I call it secure. Maybe it's something that I like and I know that I can fall back on.
Fall back on
but
what?
I don't know. As far as like a plan B, say I lose my job, I know that I have this certification to cut hair. So this is something that I like to do, so I can always cut hair.
Josh, why don't you see that you listen? First of all, you've been taught wrong how to live, and now
yeah.
you're listening to evil. You and the devil are one, and you can't even appreciate and enjoy the life that you have. Your life is happening for you, but you're busy, lost in your imagination, looking at everybody else, wanting what they have, thinking that they're happy with what they have. And you're going to, one of the greatest sin is to look at somebody else's life and want what they have.
It's weird. I feel like I haven't been necessarily doing that
you
in
have.
A way that...
You said, I would be like a basketball player. I want to have this. I want to secure my future. When I get old, does that make sense to be thinking that way?
No, it doesn't.
Why are you doing it?
Because everything's all right as it is.
Why are you doing it? It doesn't make sense why you're doing it.
I still have, I guess, I maybe not notice all the time when I'm not present because I don't think that I notice all the time that I'm not present.
And why not?
I think that some things I still, I guess, believe are me. So just for example, I work Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then I have the rest of the week free type of a deal. And I'm in my head like, well, I should be working on something. I mean, I have free time. I don't know where I'm going with it, but I don't know. I noticed that when I stay present, I work the weekends and I have the week free. I just sit at home all day. I don't progress on anything. I don't, like, go out for a walk. I just stay present. I stay at home, save money or whatever, but... I don't know if that's the right thing to do in the moment.
What's wrong with it?
I don't think there's nothing wrong with it.
But then why do you say I don't know if that's the right thing to do?
I don't know. It goes back to me wanting my future secure, but then it... you're correct in that.
Where's your
I'm
future?
Comparing my others. Yeah, it's in the mind. Of
Where's
course.
Your future, Josh?
It's in the mind.
So why are you thinking of something that's in the mind, knowing that it's not true?
I don't have an answer for that one either. I would just say it's that spiritual fight that I'm still trying to recognize in myself, just to be okay with how it is right now.
What would happen if you never cooperated with another thought? What would happen?
I would always live in the moment and see what's exactly in front of me.
How do you know that?
I've seen it before, and the way that you've described it. So, for example, oh, you're at a party. You're not enjoying the party. You're thinking of, oh, I need to go do this or I need to go do that. You're not sitting in the moment enjoying the party amongst the people with you. And that clearly makes sense. So,
and so if you know that to be true, why aren't you doing it?
I guess I can't see all the time that I'm not present. I see sometimes, but then I waver. I guess I'm still trying to figure that out.
And when you say I'm wavering, I'm trying to figure it out, who are you referring to?
The watcher, I would say.
The watcher
person,
doesn't
not the...
figure out things.
Mm.
The watcher can see. And it's seeing there's nothing to figure out at all.
Wow.
Why don't you stop cooperating with the devil? Stop being one with the devil. You are the devil.
Now, I want to. But
you want to what?
I want to stop the cooperation and
well,
be,
then stop
you know,
doing
whole
it. All you gotta do is stop. You don't want it, because if you want it, you wouldn't be doing it.
So you would say in every facet you would be able to see coming out of it. You're saying you just stop type of a deal. You would say in every situation I would be able to see automatically, okay, this is where I need to stop.
Can you see in the light or see in the darkness?
See in the light. So I like your examples. Yeah.
So why don't you stay in the light?
That's the plan.
I asked why don't you do that? That was a question.
I don't see all the times that I'm not being present, I guess. It's almost like the twinkling of an eye. You almost don't even see that you drifted off for a second. I'm trying to focus and, you know, doing the silent prayer and things like that, but it's almost like a split second. You don't even realize you're in it until you're in it, and then you come out of it type of a deal.
And it's so like a muscle. When you realize that you are in a thought, why don't you just come back to be aware of your body or something? Wait, so you can, why don't you practice knowing where you are and what you're doing at all times, rather than going into the darkness with Satan. All you do is bring yourself back when you realize, you know what, I missed that thought, I didn't catch it. And now, and just come back to the present, come back to your body.
That's true.
No, that was
That's
a
true.
Person.
Oh, sorry. No, I'm going to do that, and I believe I need help with the silent prayer.
Can you hold for me?
Yeah, for sure.
Let me take a quick break. I'll be right back.
Yeah.
Stretch off on pules.net. I'll be right back.
I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need
to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like a thousand. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man. All right, welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. 888-775-3773. No hate report today again. He is out taking advantage of white privilege while we all slaves. Slaved here, he is on white privilege. But the American Anchor Bay people of color are here. No white privilege. The American Anchor Baby is here at 11 a.m. from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. The American Anchor Baby. And don't forget to donate. Take us through the summer. Some of you are on vacation, so don't forget, even if you're on vacation, make a donation. You can mail it in and make your check of money order out to Bond, B-O-N-D, and send it to Bond at P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. And some people say, Jesse, you know, I'm so sorry. I should be donating. And then they donate. So don't forget. And then, or you can call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663 and make a donation there. Or jlptalk.com. You have no reason not to. There are so many ways to do it. jlptalk.com. Last but not least, scan the QR code. And it is a nonprofit, so you get it back at the end of the year. Scan the QR code to support Bond, all right? I appreciate it. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go back to Josh out of Washington State. Hey, Josh.
Hey, I'm here.
So when you find yourself or realize, let's say you don't catch the thought, now the thoughts are falling into all that emotional stuff. Oh, my life is not good enough. I need to be doing this. I need a degree, or I'm not prepared for my future. Why not just realize then your inner thought and just come back to present, being aware of your body and being right here, right now? Why not do that?
It's interesting because I am on the fence. I can see when the thoughts are coming, oh, I need this, or I see people doing that or whatever, I still sit in the present and realize, like, everything's taken care of, my bills are paid, I have a car, it could be worse, I could be in some other country right
now.
Don't
even say it could be worse. It can't be worse if you're present. Saying that it could be worse is still another thought.
I was thinking it could be worse in a sense that, like, I could be sick or something, or I could be homeless or something like
and
that.
Who was thinking that? Who was saying that?
The not me, I guess. But
so why do you say I was thinking it could be worse? It can't be worse if you don't exist. How can it be worse?
I guess I was just trying to remind myself to stay out of my head, to realize things aren't as bad as they are, and I don't need a degree or any of this stuff since things are still taken care of. Like, sometimes I speak with my mom and she's like, oh, I want a house. And I'm like, no, it's okay. You still have your apartment. You still, you know, can pay your bills and things like that. I guess I do that same thing with myself to come out of my thought is what I was using it for. But it's still a thought, like you were saying, though.
It's still a thought, Josh. And then somebody else is thinking that, and you say that you're thinking that, when it's not you at all.
Yeah, that makes sense. Honestly, on the break, too, I was clearly seeing that, like, wow, everything's okay. I was just in my head about it.
Just think about this. You have a job, right?
Yeah.
Your bills are being paid.
Yeah.
You have food on your table.
Yeah.
Your rent is being paid.
Yeah.
Why do you want for anything?
That's a good question. I don't have an answer for that. I shouldn't want for anything, to be honest.
You have everything.
Yeah. That is so true. Yeah. I agree. It's definitely just the thought still coming about. But no, that's true. I agree with what you're saying.
Have you noticed all the noises in your head, loud voices in your head?
Yeah.
You have noticed
also
that?
Also in the silent prayer, too. Yeah.
Josh, you don't have enough. That. Josh, what about your future? Josh, what about this? You don't have a degree. What about that? Those are loud voices. Those things are your weapons. They are destroying you.
Yeah, that is so true.
Why don't you stay calm, stay quiet, so that all those weapons can disappear?
It seemed as if I was doing that, but...
You are, but you go out of it.
Yeah.
Just come back. Bring your mind back to your body. And if you have to do it 1,000 times a day, eventually they'll all be gone. The noises will end. But you got to keep the light on the noise so that the noise, the voices, the feelings, the thoughts can all be destroyed so it can end, and it will.
That is so true. I'm definitely going to keep on with it. I've been with you probably 4 years now, but I'm definitely going to keep on with it for sure.
Yeah,
I've been seeing a lot.
Stay with it. And when your mother...
I appreciate that a lot.
When your mother... So what now?
I was just saying I appreciate that. What were you saying?
When your mother call you with her crap, don't fall for her crap either.
Man. Man. If I told you about when I forgave her, oh my gosh, it was kind of crazy, but now that is so true.
What happened when you went and forgave her?
I sat down and I came to her room almost the day that I realized, and I was like, you know, I forgive you for what you did. And she's like, for what? What did I do? And she almost instantly called my sister and was like, do you see what your brother did? He was saying that he needed to forgive me, and he was mad at me, and I did the best that I could. And then my sister even called me and was like, why would you talk to mom like that? And talking to me, I was like, it's not even about you guys. Like, I see that she was upset, like, taking it out on me for what her mom did, but I talked to her about it, and she called you? Like, it was interesting.
You see how quickly she became your enemy?
No, that is so true. And I even told her that I went and talked to my dad first about it, and then she was still, like, kind of upset that I talked to her about it.
She was pretending that she loved you all those years when she really hated you, and she was setting you up to be her husband. And when the husband decided, I'm not going to be your husband, that so-called mama's love turned quickly to hate and built an army against you. Mothers don't love children at all. Not one.
It's really unfortunate. What?
How is
when
it
do you
unfortunate?
Think that, I mean, it's not unfortunate because that's just the way life is, and that's how.
That's the way
it
mother's nature is evil.
Mm, that's so true. When do you think that turned? Or because you see some, or you say that no mother is good? Because you see some good parents or some parents that work together and things like that. Where do you think that turned
out? Give me an example of a good parent you saw.
I don't know. I don't want to just specifically say white people because black people were like that before the 60s and we worked together.
Are you
in
black?
A sense, but yeah, I am.
He black. Give me an example of good parents. You said there are some good parents. Give me an example of you running into good parents.
I don't have an example off the top of my head, but I think good parents are ones that lead by example. They don't, like, angrily reprimand their kids. The mom and the dad work together. She listens to him. He kind of takes care of the household. Not that he's trying to control everything, but he just makes things right. He loves
what's
right.
But that's in your mind. You have not seen that.
Wow. That's just a thought.
Just another thought.
Wow. That's mind-blowing that you just said that, because it's now I can see that is so true.
And when you speak about it, you speak as though it's true. Oh, they're good mothers and fathers. They do this and they all that. It's not true. You have never seen that in your whole life. It's just another idea.
Wow.
And all ideas are wrong.
Wow, that is so true. I never thought of, not thought, but I've never seen it that way before.
Right. But you said as though you've seen it.
Wow. I almost have to laugh hysterically at that, because that is so true. We all speak about, oh, our family should be this way. None of us have seen it at all.
Never seen it. Not at all. And it may be their fault.
Oh, my gosh. That's profound, I swear. Wow, thank you, Jesse. I really appreciate that.
You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, all right?
Thank you. I definitely will, for sure.
All right. Amazing.
All right.
Take care, guy. Call me again.
Will do. You have a good rest of the day.
You too, buddy. Hey, Black. Let me go to Michelle. Oh, I accidentally hung up on Michelle. Michelle, call back. I hit drop instead of putting you on the show. I won't answer another call, so you can jump right into that call that just fell. I mean, you're lying. Super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Michelle, call back.
Couple more super chats here. We do appreciate it. Walking Roscoe, member for 12 months, says, thank you, Bond. Love y'all. Rich in Germany.
Thank you. Appreciate your support all the way from Germany. Amazing.
Nikki with some coffees here says, hey, Jesse, I heard a funny little story today. I thought I'd share it. A tiger and a donkey got into an argument and took it to court. The judge immediately threw the tiger in jail and the whole courtroom went crazy. But, Your Honor, the tiger was right. The judge said, exactly. Why was he even arguing with a donkey?
I'll rest my case. What the? Thank you. Let me get back to Michelle real fast.
All right.
I accidentally hung up on her. Michelle, a first-time caller out of Oklahoma. Michelle, you're on the air.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I have a quick question for you, brother, just because I don't understand where you're coming from exactly. But,
okay.
Why do you feel like there are no good parents and that no mother loves their child?
Because there are none, and no mother loves a child. Mothers don't have love.
How? Can you explain?
The mother's nature is that it's not her, but it's her nature, and that her nature is evil, and everything she thinks and does is about her and never about anyone else but her.
Is this based on your own personal experience?
No, this is life. This is period.
Well, I can say that I am a mother of several children, and that mothers are very capable of loving their children, that especially a mother who follows Jesus Christ and God, you know what love is because of that. I guess I don't quite understand why you feel that way. To me, it just doesn't make sense in my head.
Do you have love?
All people, yes.
And how do you know you have love?
Well, I have a definition of what love is that comes out of the Bible.
What's your definition?
Love is patient, love is
kind.
Who is
that in the background?
I'm sorry? I don't have anything in the background, dear.
Oh, I thought I heard someone talking to you. And you have the definition for love, but you don't have love.
I do have love.
Having a definition for love doesn't mean you have love. You just have You just have the definition.
Well, to have a definition of love and to know what it is and knowing that, then you show those things. You give those things not only to your children, but other people around you.
But everything you do, Michelle, is about you. You get a thrill from everything you do because it's about you. And when people don't do it your way, your children go against what you want. You know, you love you. You get mad at them.
No, children don't understand. And I think that that needs to be taken into consideration. A child is not going to understand.
But you don't understand like either, because if you understood, you would not get angry at them.
Being upset and being angry does not withdraw love.
How can you be of evil and of good? Anyone that... Oh.
Because we are human and we fall short. None of us are perfect. So to me, it sounds like you're asking for perfection out of people. And because we are human and have basic human emotions, you're saying that we're not capable of love.
Why haven't you overcome your emotions?
Well, none of us can completely overcome our emotions. It is a daily process. We have to humble ourselves daily before God, because like I said, none of us are perfect.
Why have
we
you
do
dropped,
fall short of
why
the glory.
Haven't you dropped all of your anger?
Well, I'm not an angry person. I can't speak for everybody.
But you do
I can't
get
speak
angry,
for everyone
Michelle,
that calls
you
in.
Get angry. You just said it.
I do get angry about things that happen in the world, things that are not good, not just for people, but also children. But I pray about those
what
things.
What gives you the right to get angry at anyone for any reason?
Well, it would make you angry if somebody hurt you or
what
hurt one of your children.
What gives you the right to be angry, to get angry at anyone for any reason?
Are you saying that you don't get angry?
What gives you the right, Michelle, from Oklahoma, to get angry at anyone for any reason? What gives you the right to do that?
It's not a right. It's a basic human emotion. In
but,
all circumstances,
but human emotion is of the devil.
Which is why we humble ourselves before God daily.
But I thought you said that you knew God. You don't know God. You only know the devil, and you call him God.
No, I didn't say that, and that
you're not of God
contradicts
at all.
Everything.
You have no love. God said that anyone with anger, Christ said, anyone that has anger is evil. And
so we're not able to be forgiven?
And it's a murderer, and should not, you should
yes,
not.
Yes, including your thoughts, even just a thought, not even expressing
Michelle,
your anger. But
Michelle,
even having a malice, listen, even
Michelle,
having a malice
so
thought about
have,
another person.
So you don't have any love at all. You only have hate. You're of your father,
no,
the devil.
No. Hold on. You keep cutting me off here.
Why
We're
don't you drop your anger? You said you go to church.
I didn't say I went to church.
You said, what do you say about God?
I am a follower.
No, you're not. You're a follower of Satan.
That doesn't make any sense.
Anyone who has anger is a follower of the devil, and they call the devil God.
That's not true.
Yes, it is. You're not of the real God, because God said to love him and to love your enemy. You don't have love. You only have hate.
Right, but you're completely taking out the human experience, and you're
I just told you, human nature is evil.
We are all evil. We are all are sick. And
not if you have
we
forgiven.
All fall short.
If you have forgiven your mother and your father, then you're not evil because your heart has changed. Michelle, can you call me tomorrow?
Yes, but I
okay,
I just wanted
call
to
me
say
back
I,
tomorrow because I'm totally
okay,
out of time, all right?
Okay, honey, I will.
And,
I would
I'm
love to
talk
honey. With you further about this.
I'm not your honey.
I'm sorry, that's just what we say in the South. You can be honey, darling, or sweetheart, and it's not
none
bad.
None of those things.
Well, you have a blessed day.
I will take your call as soon as you call in, all right?
All right.
All right. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Oh, we got to them all?
We got... Oh, no, my apologies. We did not. Here they are.
Bye-bye.
Congratulations to all the gold pill receivers on Pilled. Red Smurf says Australia is getting very close to UK 2.0. Wayne from Texas says, biblical question.
Did Jesus desire mercy or sacrifice?
Jesus requires both, mercy to others through forgiveness and sacrifice of self through death of their ego.
I put my two cents in Sunday.
And that's all the time.
I'm out of time, but thank you all for your support. No hate, but the anchor baby ain't loving. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought, because you're not your thoughts. If you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so